Hello, this is Angela, and welcome to the Substance of Life podcast. Glad you could join us here today. Today, we will be continuing with our series on 2020 change goals and how you can move forward with positive planning in 2020. Today's topic is the discussion of removing obstacles, identifying what they are, and creating small wins for ourselves. So, I know quite a few of you out there have obstacles in your life, and you have the obstacles as they pertain to you moving forward with your goal setting for 2020. And as always, you know, I am a categorizer. I try to put things in order so that they make sense. And when we look at removing those obstacles which are preventing us from making the change that we want to see in 2020, I have three categories that I place them in. I have the external, the internal, and the habitual obstacles. So I want to lean towards the external obstacles. What are they? What is an external obstacle in your life? Well, it is something that you cannot control. It could be a physical limit. For example, you know that you are not going to run a marathon if you just had a knee replacement 3 months ago. Not something that you should be thinking about, may not even be wise. An external obstacle are those things that we can't control, that we know we've had no control over. A good example might be your hours that you're working on your current job, that you might not have any control over that. So, you know, if your change goal is to take a course and that course starts in the evening, and it coincides with your working schedule, that's something you can't control. You did not make the schedule for the course, and unfortunately, your employer makes the schedule for the hours where you're going to and from work. The next type of obstacle that I want to talk about is the internal obstacle. And you have a little control over your internal obstacles. Those are things that might involve tangible items in your life, like money or your diet or exercising. Those are the things that we have some control over. Those might be obstacles, but we can maneuver around them. We can change some things in our lives to make them more palatable as we achieve our 2020 change goals. And the last obstacle that I've categorized is those obstacles that are habitual. And one of my personal habitual obstacles that comes to mind when I'm thinking about dieting is salt. I have a habit of putting salt on everything because I was craving salt. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but I would cook a meal or a piece of meat, and of course I would pre-season my meat before I cooked it. But when I sat down at the dinner table to eat, I always found myself putting salt on top of the meat after it was already cooked. And this was a habit. I mean, I would do it without even tasting the meat, just automatically put salt on there. I don't know if it was habitual because it was learned behavior, because my mother used to do it all the time, or if it was just habitual behavior because I did it without thinking about doing it. Understanding that it was a habitual behavior that went contrary to my current diet and eating habits of today. Simply put, I cannot put salt on my food after I have cooked it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work for my diet. It's not going to help me to lose weight. It's not going to help me to be healthy. So when we look at removing obstacles from our pathway so that we can achieve our 2020 change goals, first we need to identify and understand what those obstacles are. And I've already given you three categories from which to work from, which is you need to identify, is it internal, external, or habitual? Then from there, I want you to do something that might be a little bit difficult, and that is you need to share your obstacle with your coalition partners. You need to express as best you can those things which you feel are stopping you from achieving your 2020 goals. And you need to express to your coalition partners that you are looking for a way to get around this. That's one of the, shall we say, duties of a coalition partner, to point out those roadblocks and to help you get around them. So we've looked at what obstacles are, identifying them, understanding them, categorizing them, and now sharing them with our coalition partners or our mentors. So when we do that, the next thing you have to do, and like I said, it's real simple, is you need to develop a plan to get around those obstacles or go through those obstacles. You need to reflect back on what you've done, and you need to invoke only the discipline that you know you have to remove it. And as with all things, you want to be able to do it with a positive attitude. So if you have a slip up, and I've had a slip up here and there, especially when I go out to eat with salt, I've had to put salt on the food as it comes to the table. But I'm conscious of it now, and I know that it's something that I should not be doing. So I have to think about it. And then I stop myself. So having a positive attitude and not beating up on myself just because this one time I decided to do something that wasn't conducive to my diet, something to think about, something that I think everybody can do. You can combat those habitual obstacles that are in your life. Next, I want to talk about creating small wins. For me, it seems like everything I accomplish is a small win. And, you know, I define a small win as that concrete thing that I have completed, I've implemented, it's important to me, but it shows that I'm progressing in the right direction. It shows that I'm moving forward in the right direction, and I'm excited by it. So if I have three small wins in 1 month, to me, that's a big win because it brings me further and further towards my goal, towards my change goal, whatever that change goal might be. And I know I keep picking on weight because, as you probably gathered by now, that happens to be my change goal for 2020, the losing of weight. My obstacle, It was external. It was the holidays. It was eating during the holidays. It was being able to say, no, I can't have a cookie, or no, I can't have that rum cake during the holiday season. We had parties, and it seemed like I was having a party that I was invited to every other week. Oh my gosh. And, you know, some of them were elaborate. And by elaborate, I mean I'd gone to this one party, and they were serving lobster macaroni and cheese. And I'm seated there, and I'm like, you know, you cannot have that gluten. But, oh, my God, it smelled so good. And, you know I had a little taste. I didn't have a whole plate, but, of course, I had a little taste. I didn't beat myself up over the taste. But the old Angela would have had a plate of lobster macaroni and cheese and enjoyed it and maybe had a second plate. But my diet is important to me. My health is important to me. It always has been, but I'm more conscious of it now. And I turned down the plate. Well, I noticed that I did that during Christmas time. And when New Year's popped around, you know, the champagne, champagne and strawberries, champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries, just everywhere I turned, there was something that was not conducive to my diet being thrown in my face. My small win was I didn't eat like I typically would. I did not eat over abundance of sweets. I didn't overeat those foods which were gooey and rich and salty. So, you know, I'm frightened when it comes time to step on that scale because I'm like, oh gosh, I ate some things perhaps I shouldn't have eaten. And it was really interesting because even though those were external obstacles, I still maintained the same weight. I did not gain. I didn't lose, but I didn't gain any weight. And for me, that was a win because that told me, yeah, you might have indulged, but you didn't overindulge. You didn't gain any weight. So that was a small win. And that was my small win. And I share that with you, my listeners, because I know that you can have small wins as well. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of denoting your obstacles. It's a matter of categorizing them and sharing them with your coalition and just moving them out of your way. It's something that I know you can do, and we can do it together in 2020. This is Angela at the Substance of Life podcast. Remember to share your Substance of Life with somebody.